News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Actress Brigitte Nielsen has announced yesterday she's pregnant with her fifth child at the age of 54. But is age only a number when it comes to having children, or can it have an impact on both the child and society in general? To discuss, we're joined by Professor Jane Gray from the Department of Sociology at Maynooth University. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning.
I suppose we know that, what we do know is that women are having children later in life now because of the pressures that society is putting on them.
Yes, I suppose that's one part of it. But I suppose in general, because we're living longer, we're kind of postponing a lot of those life transitions. You know, to set up house, to marry, to have children. We're kind of spreading them out because, you know, the span of life it has become longer.
But a lot of women, you know, women are being torn between their maternal instincts and career. So they have to try and get on in the job. A lot of women I know haven't had kids until their 30s because of that. And they would tell you, look, I'd love to have a child. I would really like to have a family, but I really have to build my career. So it's an impossible situation a lot of women find themselves in.
Yes, I think that's right. The way in which we organise careers, I suppose, puts a premium on sort of building in the early years. And sort of having established yourself then in sort of mid-career and later career. So perhaps one of the things we need to think about to make it easier for people, men and women, but particularly women, to start families is to think about how we organise the structure of careers.
Well, family, the institution of the family is pivotal to social organisation, isn't it? And the family provides a context for reproduction, nurturing and socialisation of children. Mm-hmm. What kind of an effect will it have on society, or is it having on society, do you think, if the majority of women start having kids older, in later in life?
Yeah, I suppose it's tied up with a lot of other changes as well, with people having fewer children overall, and as I said before, with people living longer. So I think what is happening is the structure of generations is changing. So you've got sort of long, extended generations, and maybe young people spending more time, more in their lives, in the company of older people, rather than a large sort of group of their peers in the same age group. So you have a sort of changing structure of intergenerational relationships, and that probably has consequences that we haven't really thought through yet in terms of...
Well, give us a view of some of those consequences that you think are coming down the line.
Well, I think it's linked to some of the ways in which we think about child raising as well, so that increasingly there's much more pressure on parents with a small number of children that they know across their lives will have to work very hard to establish careers. Parents feel under a lot of obligation to sort of give their children advantages by sort of investing a lot in not just their education but also extracurricular activities and so on. But I suppose on the positive side, perhaps children may be increasingly likely to spend time with grandparents, and that can be a positive thing too. But over time, as these changes continue to get older, that kind of counteracts that because grandparents themselves are getting older. So I think it's all part of the trend towards an ageing of our population structure, which has probably good and bad things about it.
A thought comes to mind. I see a lot of the Mick Jaggers of this world. You see guys, certain well-known men in their 70s having children. Like, you know, as a parent myself, I find that extraordinarily selfish and irresponsible to a degree, because that parent has no realistic hope of, say, walking their daughter down the aisle or seeing their son graduate from college. You know what I mean? That he don't have a natural, isn't the natural evolution of life that we have kids when we're fairly young and we grow up with our kids effectively, or that we're in our 50s, we should have our kids coming on to their 20s. Isn't that the natural process.
I suppose so, but on the other hand, if you think about, I think a lot of the time we make comparisons to the relatively recent past when parents were comparatively young and family size was still relatively large. If you go back a bit further, families were affected by high rates of mortality, the risk of death, so many daughters would not have had a father to walk them up the aisle because the father was already deceased, or perhaps many children did not themselves live long enough to become old enough to marry. So, yes, it's a change, but I suppose I tend to be a bit positive about our capacity to adapt to these changes.
So you don't have a dystopian view like we see in some of the sci-fi movies where everybody's old and there's no children left in the world?
Well, I don't know. I suppose it's also possible, yes. Hopefully not. I don't think so. I tend to be more optimistic.
Oh, well, that's good. On that optimistic note, we leave it there. Professor Jane Gray, it's a fascinating subject. From the Department of Sociology at Maynooth University, thanks very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.